Said if a yo would come and say the chalitza may be done with a minil shoe, we would listen to him. If he would say the chalitza may not be done with a sandal shoe, we would not listen to him, because the people are used to doing with the chalitza with such a sandal shoe. Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Kahana, in the name of Rav, said if Eliyahu would come and say the chalitza may not be done with a minil shoe, we would listen to him. If you would say the chalitza may not be done with a sandal shoe, we would not listen to him, because the people are used to doing chalitza with such a shoe. The difference between them is whether a minil shoe may be used for chalitza l'chatchila now, before Eliyahu has come and said anything. Rabbah seems to say that it may not be used. Rabbi Yosef seems to say that it may be used. In fact, our mission seems to say that a minil shoe may only be used b'di'eved. Rabbah says it uses verbiage of d'eved to stay consistent with the next part of the mission that says that a sack may not be used for chalitza even b'di'eved. However, in truth, it could be the mission agrees that a minil shoe may be used l'chatchila. Yosef is actually a machlokes among Tanoim in a Braisa as well. What would be the reason to say that a minil shoe should not be used? If it's because the strap does not lay directly on the Yavam's foot, then the Pasuk teaches that it must be directly on his foot, then it should be a Pasuk even d'eved. Mar says the reason a minil can't be used is as a gzera that they may come to use a minil that is torn, which is Pasuk even d'eved. Another answer, Dr. Mar, it's a gzera so that people not use a half minil, which that doesn't cover most of the Yavam's foot. Rav said, if not for the fact that I saw Rav Chia allow a Yavamah to use a sandal shoe that is tied to the foot with straps and would otherwise easily come off, I would have said that only the Arab sandal shoe, which is a tight fit on the foot, may be used. Regarding the sandal of those times, Rav said that an additional strap should be used when using it for chalitza. The name of Rav said the chalitza is considered effective when most of the Yavam's heel has been removed from the shoe. In fact, Mar Braisa says that if the straps become untied on their own, or if the Yavam removed most of his foot from the shoe, the chalitza is possible. This suggests that if the Yavamah removes the shoe from most of the foot, it would be valid, and suggests further that most of the foot must be removed, but most of the heel would be insufficient. Mar said the Braisa is referring to the heel, and the reason it's called a foot is because the heel carries the weight of the entire foot. But Braisa is approved to Rabbi Yanai, who says that the Yavamah must be the one to undo the straps and remove the Yavam's foot from the shoe. Rabbi Yana asks, what's the halacha if the Yavamah ripped the shoe off the Yavam or burned it off the Yavam? Do we say that we require the foot to become exposed and in the Maisa has become exposed? Or do we say that we require the removal of the shoe and we don't have a removal of a shoe over here? Teiku b'lep t'shayla. Nechemi asks Rabbah, what's the halacha if the Yavam is wearing two shoes and the Yavamah rips open the upper one and removes the lower one, leaving the upper shoe on the foot? Do we say that we require removal of a shoe and over here the shoe was removed? Or do we say that we require the foot to become exposed and over here it hasn't become exposed? Mar says we find that people sometimes wear multiple pairs of shoes, as we find there Rabbi Yehuda would wear five pairs of shoes. Zakhar Marvait, Rabbi Yehuda, name Rav said, if Yavama is raised by your husband's brothers, she's allowed to marry one of them in Yibma. We're not concerned for the possibility that she removed the shoe of one of them just through, you know, living life together with them, and thereby that should count as a chalitza. Fakmar, this suggests that if we saw her remove one of the shoes from them, we would be concerned that it's chalitza. However, Rabbi says a chalitza is puzzle unless the Yavama and Yavama intend for the removal of the chalitza. So why would it be a problem of chalitza? Rehuda meant to say, Zakhar Marvait, that even if we see her remove one of their shoes, we're not concerned that it has the status of chalitza, because it's not chalitza unless they both have in mind for it to be chalitza. Others say that we took Rabbi Yehuda to mean that if we saw her remove the shoe, we would be concerned that chalitza was done. And although the Braisa says they both have to intend for the act, that intention is only needed to allow her to marry someone else, but she would become usher to do yibum even without the full intention. Talking about Rabbi Yehuda, name Rav said the pasuk says, V'nalech tochash, the shoe of leather, which she says that a shoe with linen stitching would be possible chalitza. Aye, maybe we should say that only a shoe of tachash leather can be used. But I said the multiple use of the word nal in the psukim comes to include all types of leather. The word tachash teaches to leave out certain things, and therefore if it has linen stitching or something like that, it would be possible. Rabbi Lozzi asked, Rabbi, may a shoe of leather with goat hair straps be used? He answered, hair also comes from a tachash, and therefore it could be used. So yes, if so, a shoe made entirely of goat hair should be allowed. He answered, such a shoe is called a karka, it's not called a shoe, and therefore it can't be used. Rav Kahana said to Shmuel, how do we know that the word of the chalza nale me'al raglai means to remove the shoe? How do we know what chalza means to remove? Presumably based on the pasuk that says to remove the bricks of a house by negoyim, it says v'chiltzu. However, another pasuk says to ready the people for war and uses the word talking about the readying the people for war and use the person of hechaltzu, which means to get ready. The pasuk means, over there also it means v'chiltzu, meaning to hechaltzu, to remove the people from their homes to go to war. You see, it means remove. Remember, our pasuk says that a poor person will be supported yicholetz in his poverty. We see that it means support, not to remove. Mar says it means that a poor person is removed from Gehenna because of his poverty, so it also means remove. Ah, Yifrek Mar Pasuk says that a malach supports by Yicholtzem, those who fear Hashem. Mar says again, the means that those people are removed from Gehenna. The Pasuk says, your bones yachlitz will be strengthened, so it doesn't mean remove, it means strengthened. Mar said, the word can mean to remove, it could also mean strengthened, depending on the context. In the context of the Pasuk Chalitza, it means remove. Amin once said to Rabbi Gamliel that the Jews are a nation that Hashem has removed himself from, because the Pasuk says, Chalatz Mehem. Rabbi Gamliel said, the Pasuk says, Mehem, which means it's like a Yavama who removes her own shoe for Chalitza, which obviously has no effect. Similarly, the Yidden, although they've acted badly, but their relationship with Hashem remains fully intact. The Mishnah said, "Be'am pilya chalitzas psula." With a sock, it's possible. Mara says the Mishnah teaches us that a sock is not considered to be a shoe. We see this in a Brisa as well. In fact, Mara Brisa says that one may not walk around in socks in Yom Kippur, which presumably teaches that the sock is a shoe. Rabbi said that Brisa is discussing socks with cushioning, and the reason why it can't be worn is not because it's a shoe, rather because it provides pleasure, and we don't want to have pleasure on Yom Kippur. Rava is, if it's not a shoe, then it would not be also on Yom Kippur, as we find the Rabbi of Huna would wrap cloths around his feet on Yom Kippur. And Mara says, Rava said our Mishnah is discussing a material sock, and that Brisa is discussing a leather sock. Brisa says, like Rava, gives a list of valid and pasul chalitza. It lists, among others, a leather sock as being a valid chalitza and a material sock as being a pasul chalitza.